We want to look into the Word of God tonight from Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 and verse 42 is our focus. And I want to just take just a few moments and let's look to the Word of God. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Acts chapter 2, let's make it 41. And let us stand as we read from the Word of God. Then those who gladly received His Word were baptized. That day about 3,000 souls were added to them, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we approach Your throne of grace. We first ask for Your protection, Lord, from the storms that are outside and the protections for the people of our city and for our county and for our state. Lord, we ask now that You open our minds and our hearts to Your Word and that You speak through us, Lord. Give us understanding. Show us things we have never seen before about You through Your Word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. As you know, the focus has been over the last 3 weeks, and we got one more week in the Word, but the focus has been the Word of God. Tonight I want to just take a moment and looking here at the foundation of a growing church. That foundation, I think, the focus of the message tonight is verse 42. I want to tell you what, I want you to know God is working at Victory. He's moving among our membership. He's changing lives. Souls are being saved. God is adding to our church. And it's an exciting time. But you know, I've discovered the more I see God do, the more I want. How about you? The more I see God add to the church, the more I want to see Him add to the church. The more I see Him answer prayers, the more I want to pray. And so, God has been blessing. So how do we continue this time of blessing? Well, I think there are some responsibilities that you and I have. And I think they're found there in verse 42. The first thing that we see in verse 42 is it says, they continued steadfastly. That word continued steadfastly, it's one Greek word, but we don't have one English word that can give you the equivalent to that Greek word. So they translated in two English words, which is continued steadfastly. It means to devote, but it doesn't just mean to devote yourself. It means to continually or all the time devote yourself. You see, there was a continual devotion among the members at the first church there in Acts. And that no matter what happened, you could expect to see these things that we're going to talk about tonight. It was consistency. You know, there are some things that have to happen in a church. And probably one of the greatest things that we have to do and be as children of God is consistent in what we do. You need to be able to expect the same thing when you show up here every Sunday. Now, I'm not talking about the same message or the same songs. We do change those up. But I'm talking about the same expectation. And the first expectation that you should be able to expect, you should expect a church that is devoted in doctrine. In the text that we read there, verse 42, it says they were continually steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. That's the modern day equivalent to the Word of God. Their focus was the Word of God. As you know, that fits in where we've been for a while. But there are two things that we're going to have to keep going as a church. Prayer, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but the Word of God. We have got to place an importance on the Word of God, and not just for today. Folks, we've got to have a hunger that's for today, tomorrow, next month, next year. Our people have to be in love with the Word of God. We have to want deeper than just a program, deeper than just entertainment. We have to have a desire to delve into the depths of the Word of God and say, Lord, feed me as I've never been fed before. Oh, listen. The more you learn, the more you want to know in the Word of God. That's just how it works. So we've got to start with a consistency in the Word. You have to be consistent. Not just, you know, you don't just have that expectation when you show up here and expect to hear me preach. You have to be consistent. That means tomorrow there should be time in the Word. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every day of the week, the Word should be a vital part of your life. They were devoted in the apostles' doctrine. Second thing, they were devoted in prayer. Now, I'm going out of order here in the way it's listed, but I said these are two things we've got to have as a church. This goes hand in hand with the Word of God. People at Victory are praying. I can feel it. I know people are praying. I see it. God is answering prayers. Listen, God's doing things that I can't even share with you right now. I would just like to go and just pour it out on you. But you're going to see. You're going to see what God's doing in the coming weeks and months. God is working. What am I saying? We've got to keep praying. We've got to steadfastly continue in our prayers to lift individuals up, and I'm not talking about save the lost. I'm talking about name the lost before the throne of God. I'm not talking about just say, Lord, grow our church. Let's pray for the people who are visiting. Name them by name that God will bring them in. We've got to be devoted to the Word. We've got to be devoted to prayer. Third thing we've got to be devoted to fellowship. Again, verse 42. They continued in doctrine and in fellowship. We're going to fellowship in just a little bit. I think we need to do that every Sunday night for the rest of the year. Amen? No, that's not fellowship. That's not what that word means. Although if you want to, I'm in, okay? I think I preached a few weeks ago. That word fellowship means partnership. We need to keep in mind our mission. We have to be a church on a mission. We have to keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing in this church is Jesus Christ. The main thing in this church is the Word of God. We have to keep that focus. We have to be interested in teaching our children so they will know how to grow up in the Lord. We have to be interested in teaching new converts so they can know and grow in the Lord. And we as individuals have to be interested in growing ourselves. We are in a partnership. You realize we're on a mission, right? I don't want to just be a church that worships on Sunday. I don't think that's what God has called us to be. I think He's called us to be a life-changing, community-altering, God-preaching, soul-winning church that's moving forward. And God's just starting. He's just starting. But we have to be consistent. Then finally, the last thing. They were devoted in the breaking of bread. Now, I think used in this verse, the breaking of bread, is the Lord's Supper. I think they were a people that knew what Jesus had done for them. You see, that's what the Lord's Supper is. It's a memorial supper. And it is a reminder of I'm not what I was because of the blood of Jesus Christ. We can never, ever lose the appreciation for the deliverance that God has given us through Jesus Christ. We are a blessed people, but we are only blessed because Jesus Christ came to this earth, gave His life to pay for our sins upon the cross of Calvary. We've got to know where we come from. We've got to hang on to the fact that we're a new creation all because of Jesus Christ. Listen, we've got to be a consistent church. We've got to be consistent in the Word. We've got to be consistent in prayer, consistent in fellowship, and consistent in knowing we are what we are through the mercy and the grace of Jesus Christ. Now, brings us to invitation time. I want to ask you a question. The message is about consistency. The question is, where in your life are you not consistent? You see, when you preach a message like this and you remind them, we all agree, right? We agree we've got to be consistent. But we've got to ask ourselves the question as individuals, where am I not consistent? Am I not consistent in the Word? Is the Word not a daily part of my life? Am I not consistent in prayer? Am I not consistent in fellowship and partnership with the Lord's church? I'm a hit and miss attender. Where are you not consistent? And folks, when you ask that question, then you've got to answer that question. One of the greatest blessings is to know that you're not the same now as you were a year ago. It means you're growing. A great blessing is to look to the future and know I'm not going to be the same a year from now that I am right now, because I'm going to grow. It requires consistency on your part and my part. A dedication to the most simple and basic Bible truths that we've discussed here tonight. Ask yourself, be bold enough to ask yourself the question, where am I not consistent? And then act on it. Ask God to forgive and ask Him for strength to be that consistent child of God that He's called you to be. You may be here tonight, you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. My friends, the good news is Jesus loves you. He cares, right? Even though you're a sinner, even though you have failed, even though you've done some terribly wrong things, He still loves you. Isn't that a wonderful message? And He invites you, come unto Me, you who labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He invites you to salvation tonight. And He is the only avenue to salvation. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, except the name of Jesus. Do you know Him as your Savior? Maybe you're here and there's another need. If you need prayer, I'd be happy to pray with you during this invitation. If you need to come for church membership, you come for church membership. Baptism, rededication, whatever the need is, this invitation is your opportunity to respond to God. Heavenly Father, we thank You. Oh, we thank You, Lord, for what You're doing in our church family. We thank You, Lord, that You're growing the church. You're adding souls. You're saving souls, Lord. And You're growing people. Father, I pray You continue to grow us. Lord, give us what we need. Not what we want, but what we need, that we may continue to grow in our faith and our consistency to You. That we may, Lord, look back a year from now and be amazed at the growth that You have given us. Father, help us to be consistent. I pray for those in the service who do not know You as their personal Savior. I pray that today's the day they come to You for salvation. For whatever need, Lord, that is present, I pray Your will be done. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.